Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Jefferson on the line with me. Jefferson, say hello.
Good morning, everybody. Morning my time.
Right. And he is from the wonderful island of Grenada.
Grenada in the house.
That's right. Listen, he has an amazing single. If you have not heard it yet, it's called Pray For Your Son. I have been playing it on WKPS radio since I've heard it, sir. So I just want to say thank you for your ministry and tell us how you came about that song.
Well, where I live, we have, it's a really, really tiny island. And I was just, it was last year, June or July, somewhere around there. And I felt what the rest of the world felt when we saw what happened to George Floyd. And even down here, we had a somewhat similar situation, and people were, you know, rioting. People started marching with the cars and being like, no, we don't accept that here. And it kind of just made me feel some type of way, because when I look at it and I'm thinking about it, it really hurt, you know?
Right.
So I took a little trip over to a smaller island, and I just stayed there for a couple of days, and I walked with my guitar and a little pen, and I was just, the words just came.
Right.
And that's never happened to me before, and the words just flowed through, and I wrote it, and I can't really play the guitar, so I just fiddle around, and I get the melody out, and then I sent it to this producer that I was working with, I just met in May, last May.
Okay.
And I sent him a voice note, like an a cappella voice note, and he just picked his guitar up when I met him, and he played everything that I was hearing in my head. So I was like, yeah, this is good vibes. But now that I'm listening to the song, every time I hear it now, it takes on a different meaning for me. First, when I just started writing and working on it, I remember my mom used to be praying for us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like we would wake up in the morning with oil just dripping on your forehead, because she passed 5 o'clock in the morning and she prayed for your protection. And like we would wake up at 5 and have devotions. It was a big, like prayer was a big part of my upbringing. So I felt the connection there with the song. And actually recently I just lost a really, really close friend of mine, a bandmate that I played with for like 7 years. He died in a freak accident. It all made the song a little bit more real for me. When we initially released the song in February, it's a bigger sound. The original song itself, it has a big kind of rock, kind of gospel-y feel to it. And we just thought that we wanted to try it with a choir. And I was like, let's try it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling the boys at the rehearsal about my upbringing and my life. And I actually went to that same school. I sang in the choir, where I got my first start as a singer. And I was telling them about how to be a man, like how you get out of your youth and you're becoming an adult. It's like you have to face the world, the entire world.
Right.
So I feel like sometimes I'm not too proud to say that I could use a little prayer. I could be prayed up a little bit more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's so difficult sometimes to go and come back home safe. So I think, you know, just being prayed up all the time is the best thing to be.
And let me tell you. The oil drips, because we had to pray just before we got on the air.
We did.
So, you know, to God be the glory, and thank you so much, as I always say, for your ministry. Did you grow up singing gospel music?
For the most part, yeah. I grew up in church. I did everything that there was to do in church, I think. When I never thought that I had a soloist voice. I used to always just sing in the choir. I would just sing in the back, stay behind everybody else. And we would sing at home, my brother and my sister, and we would just, you know, sing in the living room and just chill. But I was never that guy to go out there, go out front and take the mic and sing. I was never that dude. But I always sang in the back. And after I started singing in school and joining the choir at school, I got a little bit more confident, because when the choir master, the same guy that was directing the kids in the video that we did, he saw me and he was like, dude, you should be able to sing very well just by the way you speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I laughed at him. And we had a big moment there. And he was like, nah, you should join the choir. So I did. I was like, it won't hurt me. So I did it. And I took part in competitions. I did a gospel competition. I did a national Grenada competition. I never won any of those things. But it was just, you know, just to try it and go and, you know, try my luck with, you know, being a soloist. And I grew up singing gospel, listening to Karen Clark shit, listening to Yolanda Adams on your cook and Kirk Franklin. That was like my jam. That was my vibe right there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But over time, I started performing in Grenada, like all around Grenada. I've been to China performing. I've been to Canada. You know, we've been certain islands in the Caribbean. So it's just been exponential growth in everything.
What made you decide to produce these singles and put them out, being that you didn't want to be a solo artist?
Over the years, I've been just performing in Grenada and, you know, just decided that, you know, I have something. I felt like I was silent for a bit because I didn't, when I started singing, but my very, very first time singing publicly and trying to make people think that, yo, I could sing, yo, and I could have a little voice on me, I could sing, they laughed at me.
Aww.
It was funny because my voice was mad husky. It was odd, it was weird, so they didn't like it. And that kind of silenced me for a little bit. But then I met this dude here in Grenada, and he was, you know, working in the entertainment industry, and I begged him to be on because I felt like, you know, I could do this, man. I have a little something. I could train, and I could make it better, and I could really do this. And I just met up with other people, and it was just so crazy how people just fell into my life, literally just walked into my life to help me get to this place. The situation I'm in now, the place that I'm at right now, it's just all because of love and all because of real love. And God is love. So it's really because of God, real talk. I just was encouraged to write. I met a guy called Russ Davidson from Nashville. He came to Grenada and they just saw me performing somewhere. And his daughter, they went crazy. She was like, no, you need to work with this guy. He taught songwriting in Nashville. So he was like, I can help you write songs, bro.
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to do it. And I went to Nashville a couple times and, you know, just back and forth, meeting with different writers, producers. And I was like, nah, I could try the writing because I never thought I was going to be a songwriter. I'm going to try the writing, man. It's like, I'm just going to go for it. Right. And I did. And here we are.
Man, so you went from singing in the background and just choir to becoming a solo artist and a songwriter?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. See, that's an example. That's a good testimony to let people know. Sometimes you have to get out your own way.
Yes, trust me.
And
trust me.
Yeah.
That's what Move is about.
I was just getting ready to say that's what I was segueing into, the new single Move. So let's go. Let's go.
Segue.
Go ahead. Tell us about the new single Move that's going to be released.
I feel sometimes like we, as people, just generally we stay in situations that don't benefit us. We have people in our way that we allow to stay in our way, and sometimes we're in our own way. To me, it's really a message to me. I wrote this song for me to encourage me to just keep going, like just keep moving. Like if there's somebody in your way, just tell them to get out your way. Or I don't want to trip on you because I'm moving. I'm not going to stand where I am. I'm not going to stay where I am. I'm not going to stay in anything that doesn't make me feel happy. And it's a part of the song that says, get off the couch and you have to get it figured out. You have to move. You have to let your haters run their mouth. But that's not your business. Just keep going and moving and moving.
So you are officially practicing what you preach and sing.
I'm trying. I'm really trying.
Yeah, and I think Move is definitely the sound we need now in 2021, and as we go into 2022, because we were stuck in 2020, right?
Yes.
Things slowed down because of COVID and this pandemic. Yes. But I agree with you.
Yes.
It's time to move now. We got hit with the bump. We see what it is. And now we got to keep it moving. Now let's keep it moving.
We got to keep it moving.
Yeah.
We just have to. Yeah. It slowed us down for a bit, but we've not stopped. We're still alive and we can't just stay in that place. We got to move. It's time now, I think.
Right.
I think it's time now.
Definitely with wisdom and just keeping it going. Wow, Jefferson.
It's all happening. It's blowing my mind at the same time. I swear. Yeah. Crazy.
I want to give a spread of love to my good sister in South Carolina, Kiana. Say hi to Kiana Jefferson.
Hey, Kiana. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, she definitely hit me up with your video. And I'm telling you, we've been playing it ever since. It has such an anointing on it that it's just like, man. and everybody. Wow. I mean, both your singles are so powerful. Move. Yes, after being stagnant, it's time to pull your, I like to say, pull yourself together. Pull yourself together and now go, you know.
Yes.
Right? See, this is how key players do. All right. And then pray for your son. Definitely a great tribute to every mother's heart, every mother, every parent, and just everybody in general. We better move into a space of prayer. That is going to be your banner. That is going to be your protection. That is going to be your everything, your prayer life. Yeah. So again, Jefferson, thank you so much for that. Now tell people how they can reach you on social media or your website and where to purchase the single.
The single's available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. It's on YouTube. We just released a video with the Presentation Brothers College Choir. It's on YouTube as well. You can reach me at Jefferson Ramirez on all social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Yes, that's it. And I have my website, JeffersonRamirez.com. Check it out. Yeah.
All right. I thank you so much for stopping by. We really appreciate you. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So keep us in the loop. Stop playing around. Keep us in the loop when you're doing new things. Okay? You got my information.
Definitely,
you know,
definitely.
Just reach out to your sis right here and we'll make things happen.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me. Thanks so much for having me. This is so much fun. And I can only imagine what it would have been like if I was in the studio with you.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right.